Like That, a play by Annie Caulfield, with Linus Roach as Mark and Lenny Henry as Tony.
Mark Taylor? Who? Tony. Of course it is. Yeah, sorry, mate. It's been time, that's all. How are you? When? No, sure you can. Where else would you stay? I can't believe it. Hey, what's been happening, man? Right. Yeah, I can't wait. It'll be something to see you, man. Can't wait. See ya. Tony. Shit.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take F-T-C-T.
Here's one we nearly missed.
There's another one. Those little potatoes are the sweetest. That's why I need young eyes to help me find them. Oh, well, no, Mark. I think that's enough for everyone on half the street besides. Thanks for your help. Where has that Tony got to?
He's trying to get my new bike.
Well, you go and catch him then. I'm sure you'd rather be playing on the bike than helping me.
I like helping.
Well, there's always help needed in this garden, and that's a fact. But I think we've both had enough for today. If you can find Tony, maybe I'll see about a glass of beer for me and some of that pink stuff for you two boys.
Pink stuff? You have a Corona?
Is that what you call it? Yes, I'm sure I saw something like that in the fridge.
Mark?
Oh, sorry, I was miles away.
I can see that. Are you all right?
Yeah, it's just someone I haven't seen for ages called up out of the blue, got me thinking.
Someone you didn't want to hear from by the looks of it?
No, not at all. I'm just surprised. Anyway, what are you doing up here interrupting my busy mornings chain smoking?
I've got invites to a new club that's opening. But if you're going to be this friendly, I'm not asking you.
I'm friendly, I am.
They're having a 70s night to launch it. Won't you just hate it?
Oh, please.
It's not as if you're the guy with all those old singles filed away in their little plastic sleeves.
Oh, stop, Lauren, stop. I'll die if I don't get an invite. Look at me. Even the thought of not going, I'm destroyed.
Are we still having a meal tonight?
Yeah. We can go now if you like.
Tonight will do. Then I'll decide if you're worth sharing my invite with. I've got to go and write up a very depressing interview now.
Well, why don't you ever interview someone who'll give you a bit of a laugh, eh?
Well, I do keep trying to push these Somalis to crack a few gags for me, but that seems to be the trouble with refugees. They don't understand that I'm after them for their entertainment value, not tales of their traumatic experience.
Go, be gone from my office, and don't come in here upsetting us arts page workers with your mere trivial, horrific reality.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Tony. Oh, God almighty.
Hey, dude!
Town!
Marky! Where you been?
School, where's it look like?
You have an exam this morning?
Yeah, real bad one, man. But it's the last one tomorrow, then that's it. No more A-levels ever.
What are you doing walking up here?
Got the afternoon off to revise.
Well, come on, then I'll give you a lift.
In that thing, you're joking.
What? A mill float not good enough for you? Sorry, but you don't get a Rolls Royce with this job.
Yeah, it'd just be quicker to walk than go in this thing, wouldn't it?
You wait, you'll see how fast it can go. Solidest machine on the road, these. The people who made them all went out of business because they never wear out. Well, we're not talking built for racing here because they're built like tanks. But see, it can shift if you make it. I mean, if we were passing the push bike now, we'd leave it standing. Hold on. I think this might be top whack now. All the young dudes driving the mill.
Tony, take it easy. The boggles will break.
Mill balls are strong. Tank glass.
Hey, watch it, Tony. Mind the curve. Mind the... Tony, are you all right?
Yeah. I'm fine. What happened?
I think you hit the curb on the corner. Oh, look at the mess. So, milk bottles are strong, are they? What's your boss gonna say?
I don't know.
I know. I'll say I was passing, saw the whole thing. A dog ran out and you had to swerve to avoid it and...
Hey! You! Who's gonna clean all this up?
All right there, Mrs. Beck. How you doing? Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about? There's milk all up the street.
No use crying over it.
I beg your pardon.
I said it was just an accident.
Just an accident? I saw the whole thing. Saw the pair of you acting the goat in the float. What are you grinning at? I'll tell your dairy, don't you worry about that.
Oh, Mrs. Beck, please.
Oh, don't speak to me, you black hooligan. What happened to the old milkman anyway? He was a lovely man. You never saw him play billy-o in the float. I'm phoning the dairy now.
Please, Mrs. Beck, we'll clean it up.
Yeah, don't phone the dairy.
You. I see you, Mark Taylor. You want to watch it. When they send them back where they came from, they'll send you with them.
You fascist old cow. Bitch!
Shut up, Mark. Mrs. Beck, please, come back.
Old cow.
What do you want to shout at her like that for? I don't really like this job.
Maybe they won't believe her. Maybe I'll go down there and say she made the whole thing up because she's racist.
I say hello to her every day, you know. That's what I liked. I thought everyone will get to know me over the years. I'll go around whistling and saying hello, and maybe I'll save some old person like her when she falls over.
Well, I'll run after her, trip her up, and you can help her when she falls over. Problem solved, eh?
What if she broke a leg or something?
It was a joke, Tony.
Well, it's all right for you to make jokes. What do I do now?
Oh, never mind. You didn't want to be a milkman all your life, did you?
Actually, I did.
There's a big world out there, Tone.
Maybe for you. You'll be getting exams and going places. I just wanted this.
Sorry. I didn't realise.
It's not your fault. Sporty for myself. But that's me, isn't it? Always got to do something stupid. See you, Mark.
Tone. When the exam's finished, we'll go out, yeah? I'll pay. Maybe it'll turn out all right. Tony?
And there I was, all alone in the spilt milk. He lost the job, of course. Stuck on the dole for ages.
He sounds a bit daft.
Maybe. But he's like family. Me and Tony against the world. After my stepfather died, it was Tony, his mum and dad, their house, and that was where I ran to.
Yeah, I can see that.
So if I go out of circulation for a while, it's just to get to know him again, you know.
Your past got a real hold on you, hasn't it?
Has it?
Well, not in a bad way. I think you must have had an especially nice childhood. You always look so sad talking about it. Like you miss it?
I miss it.
And you don't wonder about your real dad? He never turned up again?
No. Well, it didn't matter. As far as I was concerned, I had a real dad. I knew I was white, but the person who'd been all my security was my stepdad. Different colour, but more real than the real one.
Well, you might bump into the real one sometime.
How would I know if I did? I was 4 when he went off. I hardly remember him. Like I say, his place was taken by someone. Someone who was great.
I suppose your friend doesn't see it that way.
What?
Tony. Doesn't sound like it was the good old days for him.
No, poor Tone always got it wrong. But he meant well.
I'd like to meet him.
I don't know how long he'll be here.
Oh, you can't tell me about the hero of the Great Milk Float Massacre and not let me meet him.
Well, we never really had girls in our gang.
Oh, come on. I've got 4 brothers. I know when they turned 14, they were just desperate to get girls in their gang.
I think we were a bit slower in the Midlands. Actually, we were a disaster once girls occurred to us. I think that's why I remember the 70s records more than any old girlfriends, because there weren't any. I was the nervy, intellectual one with glasses, and Tony, well... My clearest memory of him was when we were 14, when he walked into our house in a new outfit. He was over 6 foot then. He was wide, too. Immense. I suppose he won't be fat like that now. But anyway, he came in wearing a blue and orange tank top, brown baggy trousers with 12 buttons at the waistband. You remember those? And 4-inch platforms. And he'd an afro as well. And his stepdad was holding a teacup. And he dropped it and he said... That boy looks a bloody nightmare. Don't let him in my garden. Whatever you do, he'll frighten the plants to death.
I think your stepdad had exactly the right idea about his 70s clothes. Ugh. Well, this club opening will be perfect for the reunion. Get out those horrible tank tops and you'll be back in the gang in no time.
Yeah, good idea. When is it?
Tomorrow.
He arrives tomorrow. I can't go straight out to clubs with him. We need time to bond and reacclimatise and... compare underpants size and so on. And, you know, what if he's changed? I mean, what if he's an unbearable psychopath?
Well, you think they'll have done that to him?
Well, those years in the army. I'd like to have a chance to check him before I show him off in public.
You're just scared he'll tell me what a horrible child you were.
No, no, it's not that. I do need time on my own with him. I never got my head round this army thing.
Mm. Well, I'd like to hear how he feels about it. You know, it's one of my big obsessions at the moment.
I know. Just let me see how the land lies, eh? Anyway, you've already been interviewing black soldiers the length and breadth of the country.
Yeah, well, the more people I talk to, the better. Build up my statistics so no one can say I just interviewed the rare few exceptional black soldiers who had a hard time.
I don't know if he did have a hard time.
Well, he never talked to you about it.
Never even told me he was going to join the army. He just up and went. He was big and gentle and always up to some foolishness. It was the last thing I expected him to do. To do it and like it.
Well, he didn't like it that much if he's left.
He's been made redundant.
Oh, yeah, of course. I think my short-term memory's completely drowned in wine.
It's been nice, though, hasn't it?
Mm.
I like this place. But now I expect I'll ruin everything. Telling you how much I like you. Oh, oh, there she goes. Oh, running and screaming for the door.
I think I'm too drunk to do any running and screaming.
In that case, I do like you.
I better leave the car here and get a cab home. This when you think you've grown up. But after the day I've had at the paper, that second bottle was just too tempting.
Well, my place is just round the corner.
I'll drop you off then.
Oh, just poke my eyes out with a breadstick, why don't you?
Sorry, I'm just... I'm drunk, you're drunk. Would we be sorry in the morning? I think so.
No, we wouldn't. Honest.
You are funny.
Mark Taylor. Mediocre music hack and total disaster with women. This is your life.
Oh, stop that. Did I say I didn't like you?
Oh, so you do.
Let's get the bill and get out of here before we fall over. I'll call you tomorrow.
I hope so.
Good night, Mark.
Oh, no. When she just kissed me, a tiny bit of me head blew off and flew out of the taxi window. How will I keep me job with no head? Who cares? Do it again.
Mark, let's leave it here. I'm really drunk.
Me too. But then again.
And then again.
Mm.
Who's that?
What?
There. By the front door.
It's Tony. Oh, for God's sake.
It's Tony.
A day early. Typical.
Well, you can't leave him standing there.
Excuse me, what's going on here? My meter's still running.
Oh, I know the feeling. I'd better go and let him in.
Shall I come and say hello? Oh, no. Leave it till I'm more sober. I think that's probably best all round, really.
Okay. Oh, I just am so lucky, aren't I?
I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mark. There you are. I thought I got the wrong house.
Well, wrong day, actually. I was expecting you tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Are you sure?
Of course. I had all these plans for a big welcome and flags out and ticker tape parade.
Who was that in the taxi?
Oh, you know, too good for the likes of me. Jesus, Tony, you've got even bigger.
It's the training.
It's infuriating. How come I stayed a 5'7" weed?
I'll take your training.
Well, not right now, eh?
Nah, right now we're going to have a good drink.
You put a whole off licence there, or what?
We're celebrating. Well, this is a nice house. What does muse mean?
It means houses the size of cat baskets, you'll see.
PVC, night homes, groovy people.
I'd forgotten that one.
Oh, I've got them all, Tom.
I know, look at this.
Oh, no, not Gary Glitter. Not without another drink, anyway.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Get it down, yeah.
Well, I've already had a couple of bottles of wine.
Wine? Have a beer, help me finish this scotch.
Oh, just a beer, I'll fall over. How come you're hardly even drunk? Oh, don't tell me, it's the training.
You've had three joints, Mark. That's probably what it is. Always made me throw up, remember?
Especially that first time when your brother Raymond gave it us. He was so pissed off with you.
Yeah, it was conditioned normal with me and him. I was always making a show of him, doing something uncool in front of his mates.
Yeah, how is he?
The same. Got a new car, got somebody else pregnant, and still reckons he's the hardest, best-looking bloke in the West Midlands.
I used to be so chuffed if he even spoke to me.
Yeah.
So, never mind all this reminiscing and playing the old tunes. What about now? Tell me about it.
About what?
Well, the thing that gets me, they still have all those adverts on telly telling you that you can't be a man unless you join the army. But they're making you all redundant.
Same old, Mark. Always looking at the politics.
I reckon new men are cheaper than ones who've been in for a while, am I right?
I don't know. Doesn't matter much. I needed a change after all that time.
Yeah, that's for sure. The army was never for you.
Is that right?
Are you kidding me? I mean, I know you felt being on the dole, you had no choice, but all those years, how did you stand it?
You know, I reckon this drinking's getting to me. I might turn in now, Mark.
You don't want to talk about it?
No.
Yeah. I can respect that. There must be things...
It's late. That's all.
Right, yeah. Well, I hope your room's all right. Give us a shout if you need anything.
I'll be all right. Mark, when was the last time you cleaned this place? That's what I'll need tomorrow, a duster.
Oh, this'll be more army training, is it?
Oh, I don't know. You know what our house was like? I was brought up by Dust's mortal enemy.
I miss your mum.
Yeah, me too. But after my dad passed on, going back to Jamaica was all she wanted. How's your mum?
Ah, you know, the same.
Because wrong ago, I do anything
for. What's happening? What's all this?
I went for a run. Thought I'd get some breakfast in. Your fridge was just empty, man. Do you really live here or what?
Well, usually just bacon. We got bacon.
Be ready in a minute. I'll tell you, Mark, I'm really over the moon about this.
What? My frying pan?
Uh-huh. About being here. My head's full of ideas. This is where the opportunities are.
We'll sort something out. We'll start planning tonight, eh?
That's it. I need your brains applied to the situation. How many eggs?
Huh? Oh, one.
Yeah, I reckon redundancy is the best thing that happened to me, really. People say if you're staying for too long, you can never do anything else.
Well, it can't have been easy.
There's never enough women around. That's the worst.
That's the worst.
I bet you know some skirt in your game. Some of them women newsreaders they've got now are bloody gorgeous. You know that one off the 6 o'clock?
I don't think women newsreaders are what you're looking for.
Try me. Just try me. So, you know that 6 o'clock piece?
Besides, I don't really get to meet newsreaders. I work on music papers.
Yeah, what happened there? Turned into Mr. Trendy, didn't you? You were always sitting reading boring books. I had to drag you out to clubs, tie you down to listen to a record.
Well, we were kids then, Tony. I changed. No, I like music. I like the life. You want me to eat all this? That'll keep me going all day.
Good. Once we've made all these plans we're going to make for my future, we should go out tonight. Celebrate, cause some trouble, pick up some women.
Yeah, well, I am sort of seeing someone.
Got a friend, hasn't she?
She's not really that type.
Oh, is that woman in the taxi? You don't change.
What do you mean?
Always chasing black women and never catching them, if I remember rightly.
That's not true.
I've known you all your life, Mark Taylor. I know all your secrets.
Yes, you do. Tone, there's something...
What?
Nothing. My brain's always a bit mash up in the morning.
If I had half your brain to be confused, I'd be happy. Listen, would it be all right if I come in to work with you?
Came with me.
Just to see what your office is like in there. I bet it's dead flash.
Well, I have different offices because I work for different papers. Like, where I'm going today is a national paper, so I'm all piled in with the theatre guy and the book woman. There's nothing much to see.
I know it seems stupid, but I just love a quick look. Never seen a newspaper office before.
All right, yeah. But don't get me wrong, it really has to be just a look, because it's not just my office.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So this is most of the arts page people here. We should have partitions up, really. These theatre people are hooligans. This is Arnie, who's the chief theatre person. This is Tony Wilson, an old mate of mine.
Morning.
Arnie, eh? So what do you say when you review a play? I'll be back.
Hiya. So, you brought Tony in to do your job for you. Well, no one could do it worse. Tony, I'm Lauren.
Lauren's a proper journalist from downstairs. Well, I better get on with doing my job badly.
I'll take you to the lift, Tony.
How do you know my name?
Mark's been telling me all about you. So, now Tony's already arrived, shall we do the 70s club tonight?
Ah, let's see how we feel, eh?
The 70s club?
I've heard all about your tank top and your platform shoes. We've just got to relive those moments.
Well, we were sorting out your future tonight, weren't we, Tony?
What's up with you turning down invitations from good-looking women?
No, I'm not.
So we're up for it then, aren't we?
Yeah, right. Thanks, Lauren.
Not even a platform shoe between you. I'm very disappointed.
No, we just didn't have time to do that shopping. You obviously did. Those boots are loud, Lauren.
Oxfam shop. The old lady there said, oh, you're buying those silver boots, dear. I thought we'd never get rid of those. Mark, are the boots upsetting you, or is there some other reason you look like you're having a terrible time?
No, no, it's great. It's just I'm a bit... Oh, I'm not used to Tony yet. He's just not the same.
Well, nor are you, probably.
It's been nearly 12 years since I saw him.
If you were supposed to be best mates like that since the age of 4, how come you didn't keep in touch?
Oh, we did. But then I'd be home when he was in Germany, and I'd be in Jamaica when he was home, and years just frittered away. But now I realise how really long it's been.
I think you should give yourself more than a day before you decide you don't like him anymore.
I didn't say that.
Didn't you?
See, the thing is, he's got a bit rough. I just thought I'd better, you know, warn you in case you think I hadn't noticed it.
He's sweet. And he's got a body to die for.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, stop it. I'm just telling you not to make excuses for him. I'm not a snob.
Of course you're not, but you're a very intelligent woman and I'm scared that at any minute he's going to call you a piece.
Oh, yeah, like that's the worst thing I've ever been called. He's not going to shock me, right?
I know. But he's strange at the moment, anyway. He's trying to keep it bottled up, but he's just found out that his brother's really ill. It's breaking his heart, so you try not to talk about anything to do with family or home and those good old days I was telling you about.
Right.
It's not a good topic right now. Yeah, yeah. Poor old Raymond. MS.
Oh, God.
Who can say how long he's got left?
Poor Tony.
I know.
But what's he doing here? Shouldn't he be at home with... Oh, all right, Tony.
Let's drain the spuds, then. Aren't you ready for another pint yet, Mark? What have you turned into? Come on, there's a dance floor up there. We'll show Lauren some of our killer routines.
What, you do routines?
Oh, you know, ridiculous 70s moves.
Oh, says the man with more 70s records than ever got made.
We used to go up to his house, right, and practice synchronising with each other for hours. This one, Mark. Remember this one?
I remember spraining my ankle doing that. Oh,
come on, let's dance. This I have to see.
Oh, do we have
to? Yes, ladybugs. Come on.
This one, Mark. Remember the turn.
Another bloody ankle sprainer.
Where's that going?
Not the bloke he used to be. That's smoking for you.
No.
Three records and he's finished.
So, are you glad to be back on Civvy Street?
Yeah. Whoa, I'm here, pal.
Tony, did Mark tell you about my army story?
Yeah, well, nothing much to say about the army, I reckon. Great while it lasted, but it's time to move on. Are you sure you want a pint?
It was great.
Some of it. Cyprus is the place. Nothing to do but get pissed. I thought you'd be more a dry martini type, all done up in a nice glass.
Or little umbrellas and fruits. Definitely not. So, tell me, what are your plans now?
There you go, sweetheart. Pint of lager. Watch it doesn't spoil that figure. Where's Mark got to?
Oh, he's over by the cigarette machine.
I've got to get him to cut that out, you know. It's all he does, smoke.
Yeah, but that's Mark's life. Out at clubs and gigs, drinking one hand, cigarette in the other, chatting to everyone.
His health isn't good, though. Coughs all night.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the one who needs to change his line of work. He's good at it, though, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I'll cut out all his stuff, put him in a book. Well, 4 books now.
Does he know you do that?
I don't know. You do different stuff, don't you? The news and that?
Yeah, special features. Mark says whatever looks depressing, I get to do it.
Well, you can explain it to me if you like. I'm interested.
How do you mean, explain it?
I know what I must seem like to you. No education and that, but I really like brainy women. Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear about what you do.
I see. Oh, Mark, over here. What's that?
There you are. Stupid machine kept getting jammed.
Yeah, that's God telling you to stop smoking. Is anyone hungry? I could murder an Indian. 10 tons of chicken curry for me. And that's just for starters.
Well, Lauren's vegetarian and it's late. Well, I've got a lot on tomorrow.
When's that ever stopped you enjoying yourself? Come on. I don't mind looking at chicken. Oh, damn. I forgot to pay the man. All these places have different stupid systems.
Mm.
Mark here. I think it's about £6. Do you mind running back to the kiosk? Hello, Mark.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
We'll try and behave.
Thanks, Mark.
You like him, don't you?
The more I know about him, the more I do. I was very suspicious of him at first. I mean, I knew who he was before he came to work on our paper, and I thought, right, now we'll see.
I don't get you.
This white man who's a big expert on black music, you know. All these clubs and articles must have made him a lot. And it's not just about money, is it? Oh, I don't know, maybe I'm cynical, but those kind of white people always make me suspicious. I mean, even though there's no denying that Mark is really good and really knows what he's talking about, my first reaction is always, why are you doing this?
Hold on. I think this is a bit complicated for me. Mark's all right.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, I've changed my ideas now I know him. Once I found out how things were for him in the past, I thought, God, no wonder he does this. It's like he's looking for his stepfather's world all the time.
His stepfather?
Mark's always talking about him. He never got over him dying, did he? Look, sorry. I'm sure you didn't want to have a conversation like this right now. So, did Mark tell you I was writing about the army?
Does Mark ever talk about his mum?
Oh, God, well, that's sad too, isn't it? Well, I suppose they're alike. She went to Jamaica to find something of her husband, and Mark does his thing. Both obsessed in a way. Don't you think?
I'm not sure what I think.
Look, I'm not being critical about it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've met a lot of white people who want to be black. But with Mark, it is different. He's not just picking out the best bits of what we've got. It's not just some guilt or something. I mean, it is his culture.
Yeah. Here he comes. He always ran like that, even when he was a kid. Like a little old lady.
You did it. What did he say? What could he say? For the next time I saw him.
Stop. That's enough funny stories about your bad behaviour all over London. Yeah. Tony's only got a word in.
I haven't got any funny stories.
Oh, no, but Mark's had all his share of talking for the week in one night.
Yeah, give in, Tony. She's just got to hear about the army or she'll burst.
Yeah, there's nothing to hear. I'm glad I'm out.
Don't tell me. I can add you to my statistics of black soldiers who've had to put up with endless racism.
She's writing a really good article about it.
What for? You'll just put black people off joining the army.
Well, is that a bad thing?
You've been to university in there. You probably think the army's full of idiots, but for some people, it's an opportunity.
Well, not a very equal one.
Hold on, Mark. Tony's telling me something important here.
No, I'm not. I just think going on about racism in the army doesn't help anyone, except white racist soldiers, because it keeps us out. That's my opinion, Lawrence, and I don't ask me to be in your statistics. Why don't you write something positive? That'd be more useful. Oh, I'm stuffed. I can't eat another thing. Oh, toilet again, I'm afraid. That lager goes right through you. What sort of iron bladder have you got, Mark? We haven't been all night.
That's because I've got an iron bladder. Sorry about this.
What do you mean?
It's the army, isn't it? I mean,
it's no, it's you, Mark. You cut him off every time he starts talking. You squirm the minute he opens his mouth.
I'm just trying to keep the conversation light. You know, keep his mind off his problems. That's why he's here. He needs a break. Different atmosphere. My funny story.
Well, he certainly knows how to drown his sorrows. You know how many pints of lager he's had? 11.
Well, I've had 4. I'm nearly as tough. And he's got more room for it than me. My entire body could fit in one of his trouser legs. And being incredibly fit and covered in muscles isn't necessarily a good thing, you know.
Isn't it?
Oh, no, it's terrible for garden plants. Big men casting huge shadows. Plants get no sun. Plants die. Soil erodes. Dust bowls are created all over the earth and living creatures are just wiped out.
Oh, you're so right. Have a cigarette, quick.
Oh, that feels better. Have we all stuffed ourselves enough? I'll get the bill, will I?
Oh, sure. I couldn't eat anything else. Oh, Tony. I thought what you were saying about not putting people off the army was really interesting. Maybe your point of view could balance out what the others are saying. Can we talk about it some more sometime?
It's the past, Lauren. I don't want to talk about it. Hey, pal, give us the bill over here. Yeah, you.
Jesus, Tony, take it easy.
What?
Well, there's no need to bellow at the waiter like that.
Why not? I didn't like his attitude, leaving us till last every time. You know, just did, didn't you, Lauren?
No. Yeah, maybe. Well, I'll just let it go, eh?
Look, anyway, I'm paying for this. A welcome home fee.
No, no, you're giving me a billet, mate. You save your money.
All right, I'll pay.
Oh, no. Never let a woman pay for me. No way. Here he comes. Bad time, mate.
There's no need for this, Tony.
Maybe you should write an article about this restaurant. How some people's money isn't as good as others. That's what I'd call interesting.
Look, I'll leave my share here because I want to go now.
Hold on, Lauren. Why don't we interview the manager here about his waiter's attitude?
I'm going. Bye, Mark. Bye, Tony.
Lauren. Oh, great. Nice one, Tony. Nice.
What?
Oh, Christ. Come on. Let's just play this thing and chip.
There's a cab there.
I want some fresh air. I've been after that woman for 3 months, Tony. Thanks a lot.
If it's been 3 months, you want to hurry up and get in there?
You don't get in there with someone like Lauren.
Oh, you'd know best. I mean, I'm sure my approach with women is very unsophisticated. I couldn't tell stories like you do. Wouldn't know where to start. She was telling me about your stepfather. What stepfather's that, Mark?
What did you say to her?
Nothing. Didn't understand the story.
It's a very long story.
I thought you were just surprised when I asked if I could stay. But you were hesitating because you didn't want me to come.
No, that's not true. It's freezing out here. Taxi!
Just go to bed, Mark. I'm sick of all the trouble you cause me. I get you every bloody thing you want and this is the gratitude.
It was freezing. I couldn't get in, so Tony's mum said I could stop there.
Who does she think she is, telling me how to bring up my kid? I'm getting you a key cut, so if I'm late again, you won't go whining round there.
You're always late, Mum.
I suppose that's what you tell her.
No.
I'm going out. You want some chips before I go?
I had my tea at Tony's house.
I don't want you round there eating that black food. I give you plenty of money for school dinners and chips and that, so don't go round there pretending you're hungry.
I don't. It's just it's nice round there.
Oh, and it's not nice round here, eh? Fine. Well, you'll soon see the difference when I don't bother cleaning up after you. Oh, get out of my sight!
You're not saying anything.
I was thinking. My mum used to say, that child's in this house so often, I'm sure he thinks he's one of mine.
I nearly was. That's what I'm telling you. The lies started right back then, to myself, thinking I was one of you.
Still, you wouldn't have had all that pocket money in our house.
Yeah. People say that bookies don't gamble, but my mum used to win fortunes in William Hill on her days off from Ladbrokes. And she could pick out men with money at 50 paces.
Got to hand it to her, really.
I probably would, if she was a stranger.
My mum's face when you said she'd gone to Spain.
Hurry up, come in out of that. Oh, I've never seen such rain.
I better wait here till it stops.
Go in the kitchen where it's warm. I'll walk up with you later. I don't want your mother thinking you had tea here when she told you not to.
She's not there this week.
What do you mean?
She left £100.
She had to go to Spain.
Had to go to Spain?
She'll be a week, she said.
A week? Right. When the rain stops, we'll go and get what you need, then you can come back here for the week.
Yes.
Had to go to Spain. Go in the kitchen and stop dripping on my carpet.
That whole week in your house, always full of people. People were always shouting and cooking and polishing shoes. Your dad showed me how to make them go like patent leather. All your brothers and sisters, always running up and down stairs, and there was never an empty room. People making jokes and bumping into each other. And your mum and dad having this talk with the social service woman in the beret. And they were asking me about my mum and I thought, it's going to happen. I'm going to stay here.
Me, start talking. It's your nickel.
Who?
This Associated Press.
Who's that ringing? We can't hear the cartoons.
Well, I can tell it to you right over the phone.
Tony turned on that television.
Oh, Dad!
I was born.
If you don't want
to
tell,
let's
your room for him here.
But Mark, Tony, go in the kitchen.
Where are you sitting? Don't you push past you. You get back here or I'll do more than push you. Mark, get out here.
Tony, go and get Mark's things.
I thought he was staying. I thought we were going to foster him.
Who tell you that?
I heard you talking.
Mark's going to his own house now. Things have to be done properly. I'm a believer in doing things properly.
You haven't heard the last of this.
Nor have you.
Mark, did you hear what your mum said?
Yeah, but I want to be at Tony's.
There isn't room for you there.
Oh, I shouldn't have gone away like that. It won't happen again, sweetheart.
Oh, he'd never come back.
Oh, please, Mark. It's hard for me. Mrs. Wilson's got a husband. I'm all on my own and I make mistakes. It'll be different now. This nice lady from the social services will be helping me. She'll see I don't make any more mistakes.
I reckon my mum gave that social woman a tip for the derby or something.
You know that wasn't the reason.
Yeah. My mum would act all innocent and helpless and just lie to them. But she didn't change.
There was no way they'd let you live with us. It wasn't down to how your mum could act.
I just know an unhappy child when I see one. I don't know what you mean by saying I should have thought more about what I was doing. What was any decent person supposed to do?
Well, let's say it was unfortunate the children heard your discussion about fostering Mark. Mrs. Taylor is a single parent and very young. You're being very judgmental about her mistakes.
Mistakes? She went on holiday by mistake?
We'll be keeping an eye on the situation. She means well by her son, but I think you should distance yourself from now on.
Distance myself?
Mrs. Taylor needs to be given a chance, and you could make it very difficult. She is the child's mother, and believe me, I've seen a lot worse.
I hope when my children grow up that they will get given a chance so easily if they make mistakes.
Colour is absolutely not an issue here.
No, I expect it isn't.
Tony, is that you behind there? Come out!
Your mum was never the same with me after.
Well, can you blame her? We weren't rich, you know, Mark. She'd have put herself out to look after you.
It's not that I go around thinking about it all the time or anything. That first year when I was hardly let in your house anymore, I missed it so much I couldn't stand it. I imagined this other life. I had really been fostered. I had a whole other life in my head. It stopped me screaming in the night in our empty house. And when I was an adult, I told people it was my life. This really nice mum who gets abandoned when I'm really young. Well, that bit was true, but in my story, we're saved when she marries this nice Jamaican bloke who adopts me and looks after us so well.
I suppose you worked hard, had a nice little building business.
Yes.
My dad.
I know, it just developed, it kept developing. Like I'd no confidence when I first went to university. Everyone seemed so confident and interesting. The story I'd made up made me interesting.
Lauren says your mum went to Jamaica.
I know. Your mum.
How do you make that one stand up, then?
She missed him so much, she went to live with his sisters in Jamaica to keep the memory of him.
But your real mum, what if she turned up one day and Lauren was there and pow!
Well, she won't turn up. She won't leave Florida now. Bloke with a few bob, swimming pool. She got him in a Lonely Hearts column, you know. Well set up. The kind of life she wanted when she was lumbered with me. And I just preferred to pretend I was... well, you.
You don't want to be me. I thought you were doing well, happy and sorted. But this is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. My whole life's a big lie. But there isn't a way out now, is there?
I don't know, Mark. You're the one with the brains.
Broken man, yeah. How can a loser ever
win? My iron bladder nearly met its limit there. It was Lauren on the phone. She says she's sorry she stormed out, but she thought we were both really drunk and showing off. But it's cool. She doesn't hate us.
Good. I've made these triple large ones. I think we need them. I washed these glasses, by the way. I think you were growing a cure for anthrax inside them.
Ta. I wasn't showing off. I was just on pins, terrified the truth might come out.
I see that. You didn't want me to meet her at all?
No. So, I suppose you think I'm a real prat.
Be ashamed to lose her. She's nice.
She's brilliant. From the minute I saw her. Love, marriage, babies, carry a typewriter, whatever she wanted.
That's not going to work out, is it?
Might do. Give me half a chance.
All right, here's one problem. She's Jamaican. Imagine if we've been together a long time. Maybe one day she's got relatives she wants to go out and visit in Jamaica. How nice. You can go and see your mum there too.
Good point. Well, she'll just have to die before the wedding so she doesn't have to be invited. Poor mum, such a shame.
That's not right, Mark.
Well, I haven't left myself much choice, have I? Anyway, it's not like I'd be lying to Lauren about how I feel about her. It's not a lie about the big things.
No? If you say so, Mark. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be working, so have a lie in. Help yourself to anything, and I'll see you in the evening. Tone?
Tony! All right, what are you doing?
I thought I'd cook us some food for Mark.
Oh, so that's two of us he gets to cook for him.
I like to cook. Helps me think.
Yeah. So, apart from becoming Mark's housekeeper, what are you planning to do with yourself?
I don't know. Get some sort of job round here.
What, in Brixton?
I like it round here.
Well, more comfortable than the army, I expect.
I suppose that's what I mean.
Oh, don't look at me like that. I'm not going to ask you any questions.
How's your article going?
Well, I think I'll finish it next week. I've got this guy to talk to me who really has the story to make the thing powerful. His mother's a friend of my aunt's, so by sheer luck it filtered down to me. Well, at first he said he just wanted to forget about it. His family had been through enough. But they all wanted him to come forward and make a real campaign out of it. Okay, so there's this bunch of white soldiers who were... Well, they were just evil. He had constant verbal harassment. They beat him up, then got hold of his personal address book and made drunken, obscene phone calls to his girlfriend, even to his mother.
I see.
Well, he didn't quit, though. He didn't want them to win. But then he got made redundant. Well, that's what really did his head in. Mrs. Dennis said he hardly leaves the house now.
Mrs. Dennis?
Yeah, his mother.
Right, well, nice to see you, Lauren. I better get back.
You'll have to cook for me sometime.
Yeah. Lauren, this article of yours...
What?
Nothing. Sorry I can't help you. I'll let you know if I think of anything.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got a lot on your mind, what with your brother and everything. How is he?
My brother?
Sorry, Mark told me. Raymond was sick. I'm sorry. Oh, I can see I've upset you.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Tony!
Oh, no. A team of crazed fundamentalist cleaners from outer space have broken in and done over me flat. That smells good, Tom. Yeah, big food. Big food, clean things. Hardly know me on crib. Hello. Earth to Tony.
All right. What's in the bag?
Three tapes and CDs. Perks of the job.
Black music.
Some. What's going on here? Why are you looking at me like that?
I forgot to get pepper. You ain't got nothing in this kitchen.
Well, go and get some from the shop on the corner. I need cigarettes anyway.
It's all right. I'll go.
Well, we can go together, pick up some beers. I don't know, we're out of those.
I said I'll go!
Yeah, well, I suppose you're entitled to throw food on the floor. You cooked it in the first place.
What's wrong with my brother, Mark?
Your brother? Oh. I'm sorry. I told Lauren that Raymond was sick.
What the hell for?
To try and stop her asking questions about home, I'm sorry.
It's just all lies here, isn't it? Raymond doesn't get sick. I was the one who got all the illnesses.
Yeah, but look at you now, eh? Mr. Super Fit.
Yeah, that's what Raymond said last time I was up. He hadn't changed. None of my brothers and sisters have changed. When I told him I got made redundant, it was like, oh, typical Tony the loser. Even the army don't want him.
Your mum wouldn't say that.
Yeah, well, she ain't here now, is she? My dad's dead. There's just them lot. Ours might have looked like paradise to you, but you don't know what Raymond and that lot were really like. Everyone had a role to play, and Tony was the big dumb loser who was always too slow to get a word in.
They looked out for you.
You looked out for me. We were two freaks, you and me, remember? Everyone picked on us and had a good laugh at us. You were skinny and weird, and I was fat and stupid. And now look at us. It was supposed to be different now.
Well, we're all right. Things will work out fine. You and me. Spars.
Oh, what do you know? And don't call me Spar. That's not your language.
And this isn't yours.
Yeah, I threw the food on the floor, Mark, because otherwise I'd have hit you, and I don't know what I stopped. I'd better go.
Tony? What you doing?
Packing. Time I moved on.
Moved on where?
Jamaica, maybe. Never been there. Suppose you've been there a lot with your job. But my mum's out there, for real. Maybe there's something useful I could do for her. See where I come from, anyway.
Where were you today? What happened to you?
I saw Lauren. She's a nice woman. She was worried about Raymond.
Oh, I know it was well out of order. I just panicked.
Yeah, the only reason I didn't tell Lauren the truth about you is because my own situation is going to make it easier for you to call me a liar.
I'm not with you here, man.
I'd really like to help her get out of what she's in with you. I'd really like her to think well of me. She deserves better than both of us. Did she tell you about the bloke she's got to talk for her story? I knew that bloke. And when she talks to him, you'll tell her he knew me.
She says he's a wreck.
He aggravated people. He was a little bloke. Studied books about black politics all the time. Said prayers. And he always had some smart remark to make if he didn't like what people said. Just my luck. All the soldiers in the army she could talk to, but it would be him. He wasn't persecuted by the whole army. It wasn't like that. There was just this little group of bastards. But I never had much trouble myself. Too many people liked me. I was big and acted like the rest of the lads. I wasn't teetotal and I didn't look at everyone like they were common as muck or something. I fitted in. The army doesn't like people who don't fit in. It can be dangerous sometimes if you don't know where you are with them in some situation.
Oh, and that's not the army, is it? That's the world. It's all right to be black if you act nice and don't embarrass anyone by making them notice that you are. It's all right to be black if...
Shut up, Mark! Ever since you were a kid, anything that happened to me, you'd be there saying it was because I was black. Was I the only black kid in school? I got pushed around because I'm me. Because I'm stupid.
But in the army... I mean, maybe you didn't end up like Private Dennis, but... You were having to act all the time. Keep your head down in the crowd.
I was in the crowd. For once in my bloody life, I wasn't some big, stupid lump out there on my own. I was in there. Good at things. I was having a great time. There, I think that's everything.
Tony, you're not stupid.
I couldn't stand this Dennis myself, for coming along and making me have to think that I was the only other black soldier. The fun was over. Dennis could make me feel bad just the way he'd look at me when I was with the lads. Like, he expected me to act different. Act like he did. But I was more like them than I was like him. All me and him had in common was black skin.
So you chose being with the lads over him?
I didn't choose. I just didn't do anything. Drifted around, wanting people to like me. I've done that all my life. Well, that's it, Mark. That's my story. The worst thing that happened that you wanted to know about.
Look, you weren't the only person there. If it was only this small group, how come the lads couldn't have dealt with them?
Well, they didn't know as much about it as I did. I wanted to ignore Dennis, but I kept seeing what was going on for him. I could have said to my mates, we need to help the bloke. But what if they'd said no? What if they said, if you want to fight for your brother, it's up to you, but personally, we think he had it coming. I wouldn't be their mate anymore. I'd be stuck with Dennis just because we were both black.
I bet your mates were turning a blind eye as well as you.
Well, they started to comment. I mean, it started to go mad towards the end. They were better blokes than I'd given them credit for. When Dennis got beaten up, my mates were shocked, dead upset. I wasn't. When we heard about it, I was just expecting to hear something like that any day. Put him in hospital for a fortnight, you know? After that, I knew it was ruined for me. And Dennis worked hard. He wanted to do well. He was going to carry on whatever they did. You know, he had ideals about the army. He said it wasn't about fighting anymore. It was about peacekeeping, protecting people. He was really angry when he was made redundant. Imagine that. And I just wanted out to get away from how he looked at me.
the way Lauren would look at me when she found out.
Well, who's a hero, eh? I'll explain it to Lauren if you like. She'll really only be interested in getting at the blokes who did for this bloke. I know how her mind works.
I missed the moment to do the right thing. Typical Tony. Always gets it wrong. Dennis thought I was pathetic. Well, I can't put the clock back. I came here to start again, try and get something right this time, you know, but... Oh, I forgot my jacket.
Listen to me, Tone. Life's not that serious, you know?
No?
Don't leave. What could you have done? You were scared too. If you hadn't fitted in, your life could have been hell too.
Okay, I'll stay and we'll go around and see all your friends and tell them about your real life.
We're a pair, aren't we?
I don't think so. I keep messing up, doing the stupid thing instead of the right thing, but I'm trying to learn. I'm not living in some sick made-up life because I don't want to grow up.
I thought you understood.
Nah. If this story hadn't come out, I'd have left anyway. Life's hard, Mark, and you've cheated.
Look, I'm not doing anyone any harm.
It's sort of an insult. An insult to people like Private Dennis. You think it's just black music, good-looking black women, sitting down to big dinners with black families. You're only picking out the good bits of being black. But you never lost a job you liked because some old woman doesn't like having a black milkman to start with. You don't have to be Private Dennis. You don't have to be me.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Just listen to yourself! One of the reasons I come here was I thought you were smart. You could advise me. I should have got the hint, shouldn't I? You were always away or just off somewhere when I was on leave. But I thought you were my real mate. The one person I could trust with anything. But when I realised what you'd done with your life, I couldn't talk to you.
Well, we're talking now.
You don't want me around. I'd be the Private Dennis for you. Haunting you. I couldn't stop myself looking at you all disgusted.
Me work, me friends. Everything's tied up in this lie. I can't undo it now.
Stay how you are, then. Me, I don't want to. For all the people who think I'm an idiot, I want to show them something and say, yes, but look, I got that right. Anyway, even without all your lies, you don't want me here. I embarrass you.
Now, that's not true.
I'm not like Lauren. I'm not like the people who give you the free tapes and CDs, the people you write about. Nothing very cool about me, is there? I'm black, but not the way you want me to be. You see, I'm not even very good at that. Bye, Mark.
Tony. Tone!
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Tony.
Well, I wanted you to hear his side of the story.
Private Dennis didn't mention him. You're really upset he's gone, aren't you?
I just thought, and I've always thought, since we were four, if ever there's someone at ease with himself and happy-go-lucky, it was Tony.
Nobody knows what it's like to be in someone else's skin. I mean, you want another drink?
Yeah. Lauren.
Hmm?
You remember the night Tony arrived? You and me, in the taxi.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, do you think we could, you know, ever be in a taxi again, possibly?
Mark, I'm going to completely embarrass myself and be completely honest. I like you a lot. To the point where I've really had to think hard about it. And you'll probably freak now and think, lighten up, woman, I just want some fun. But because I knew I was thinking about you seriously.
Oh, you were?
Yes. That's why I can't carry on with it. We'll be friends and everything, I hope. But as a girlfriend or whatever, I'd always feel you wanted to be with me because I'm black.
What?
I feel for you, your weird background and everything, but can't be there just to give you your identity.
No, that wouldn't be
I
it.
Do know all your girlfriends have always been black. And I think the reasons for it aren't bad or anything. But I think you're mixed up. You know, what you need isn't me. You need a holiday.
What?
Go and see your mother.
My mother?
Get some good Jamaican sun and talk to her about your stepdad and the past. And then stop trying to find it again. Move on.
Life's hard, Mark. And you've cheated.
See me, Mum.
Well, think about it. I think that's what you need.
I'll think about it.
When you're older, maybe you'll realise that not liking the hand life has dealt you doesn't make you a bad person. I was 19 when your dad walked out. Of course, I made a mess of everything. Well, if you're ever in Florida...
I don't think so, Mum.
I'm sorry that's the last thing you feel you can say to me.
Oh, please, don't look so upset. Oh, let me get you that drink.
I'm not upset. I'm trying to make myself tell you something.
I'm listening.
What it is this weird thing I did. I do. I hope you won't take it like Tony did. Oh, forget it. It's not important. Tony overreacts to stuff. Well, where's that drink you promised me, eh?
And keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only scheme. So keep on pushing.
In Like That, Mark was played by Linus Roach and Tony by Lenny Henry. Lauren was Adjoa Ando, Mrs. Taylor, Janet Moore, and Mrs. Wilson, Maureen Hibbert. The young Mark was Carl D'Souza, and the young Tony, Lewis McKenzie. The social worker was Joanna Monroe, and Arnie, Christopher Scott. Like That was written by Annie Caulfield and directed by Sally Avens. Move on.